This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
History tells the story of the world and of our lives. Sometimes that history goes bump in the night. Broadcasting from the center of oddity and the supernatural in Central Florida, it's the History Goes Bump podcast.
Hello, you spooktacular people. Welcome to History Goes Bump Redux. I'm your host, Diane.
And this is Kelly.
Kelly, on this Redux, we're going back and checking out Hyde Hall. This is located in the state of New York. We're looking forward to redoing this for everybody. Are you ready to go back, Kelly?
I'm ready. Located in Glimmerglass State Park, Hyde Hall is a limestone Regency-era mansion that reminds visitors of a bygone era. The home is massive and would take nearly two decades to complete, and the owner, George Clark, died upon its completion. He now apparently haunts his former home. Join us for the history and hauntings of Hyde Hall.
There's nothing creepier than a large old mansion, particularly one that the owner died in without much of a chance to enjoy it, and one with the legend of a curse set by the former lady of the mansion lends more credence to the fact that it could be haunted. Add in the original family's clothing and furniture still being here, then you have even more reason for spirits to still be hanging out. And although this mansion has many creepy tales to share, it sits inside a beautiful park. Glimmerglass State Park is just outside Cooperstown, New York, the birthplace of baseball and home for the Baseball Hall of Fame. Cooperstown has been nicknamed America's hometown and was named for William Cooper, father of famed author James Fenimore Cooper, who wrote several classic novels, including Last of the Mohicans. Love that movie. Hyde Hall overlooks Otsego Lake, which gives the park its name, so it must look like glimmering glass. The Iroquois Indians, who had lived here for hundreds of years, gave the lake its name, and it means place of the rock. James Fenimore Cooper dubbed Otsego Glimmerglass in his novel, The Deerslayer. In the novel, he describes the lake as such. On a level with the point lay a broad sheet of water, so placid and limpid that it resembled a bed of the pure mountain atmosphere compressed into a setting of hills and woods. Of course, its margin was irregular, being indented with bays and broken by many projecting low points. At its northern or nearest end, it was bounded by an isolated mountain, lower land falling off east and west, gracefully relieving the sweep of the outline. But the most striking peculiarities of this scene were its solemn solitude and sweet repose. On all sides, wherever the eye turned, nothing met it but the mirror-like surface of the lake, the placid void of heaven, and the dense setting of wood. As if vegetation were not satisfied with a triumph so complete, the trees overhung the lake itself, shooting out towards the light, and there were miles along its eastern shore where a boat might have pulled beneath the branches of dark Rembrandt-looking hemlocks, quivering aspens, and melancholy pines. In a word, The hand of man had never defaced or deformed any part of this native scene, which lay bathed in sunlight, a glorious picture of affluent forest grandeur, softened by the balminess of June and relieved by the beautiful variety afforded by the presence of so broad an expanse of Watervale.
George Clark was born in 1768 to a family that was prominent, rich, and honorable. Well, at least his great-grandfather was honorable. George's dad was considered a villain who racked up debts he would not pay and left his wife with two young sons to run off to Jamaica with a mistress. George's great-grandfather had lived in the New York colony, serving as both secretary and lieutenant governor, and bought nearly 120,000 acres in the Hudson and Mohawk Valley. He returned to his native England, where he died and was honored with a monument. George inherited his great-grandfather's land and decided to move to Albany from England in 1806 to oversee the property. Before he arrived, a man named Richard Cooper had been taking care of the land because he owned the adjacent property. Richard was the older brother of James Fenimore Cooper. Richard died, leaving his widow, Ann Lowe Carey Cooper, to look after things, and she and George became friendly with each other and eventually married in 1813. A few years after that, George bought several more acres of land that ended up joining his wife's family property to the Clark property.
In 1817, construction on a country villa designed by Albany architect Philip Hooker began. George picked a plot on a hill he had named Mount Wellington after a school chum to be the site for the villa's construction. The plan had been to build a quaint villa, but the home quickly grew into a large country mansion complete with servant quarters and a farm complex. There were 50 rooms in all. That's quite the quaint villa.
I would say so.
The home was named Hyde Hall after the ancient seat the family had held in England. I was really pushing for this to be a place that Dr. Jekyll lived in, but apparently that's not
good grief.
Where this came from. The home was not complete until 1834, and George sadly died the following year in 1835. So obviously they were living in it while they were constructing it, but he didn't really get to enjoy it completed because, I mean, he just died a year after.
Several types of architectural design and style are represented at Hyde Hall. The house was built around a central courtyard, with the family area being built in a Palladian style, a second area for servants is larger than the family area in a simple style, and the third area is an entertainment area done in a Greek style. The whole home is considered to be a fine representation of Romantic classicism. The family area is called Stone House. It includes Tuscan piers on the front porch, with the main area being two stories high and one-story wings on either side. There is a Palladian window with oval arch and five other oval windows. The interior is a smooth ashlar limestone. The second part was not officially named and has fieldstone on its exterior. The entertainment area is called the Great House and has Greek Doric columns and is very angular in shape. The rooms include a dining room, a drawing room, and a billiard room. To give an idea of size, Mount Vernon would fit completely inside of the Great House.
So Mount Vernon would fit in just part of this house. That's how big it is. In all, five generations of the Clark family have passed through Hyde Hall. When George died, Hyde Hall passed on to his son, who apparently took after his villainous grandfather. And that son threw his mother, Anne, out of the house.
Oh my word.
First of all, I don't even know how this would work. Today, I don't think this would work, where the husband passes away and then the wife doesn't automatically get the house and then it goes on to the children. According to legend, she cursed the property, promised to haunt the property forever, and proclaimed, "May no other woman be happy in this place." This thankless son went bankrupt in 1886, and at that time, his own son bought the property. Over time, the building fell into disrepair, and the state of New York took ownership of the building. Rumors that Hyde Hall was going to be demolished spurred Clark family members and other concerned citizens to form an organization called Friends of Hyde Hall. The building has undergone extensive restoration, and great efforts have been made to acquire original furnishings of the home. Some of that restoration includes the lighting, which consists of vapor light chandeliers that are very rare and original to the house. It is believed they are the only ones in the world that function the way they did in 1833, making them a treasure. They still work.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Hyde Hall is open for tours, private events, and weddings. They're getting ready to introduce a new tour called the Dangerous Victorian House Tour. And they offer candlelight ghost tours, so this location embraces its haunted reputation. Spooky manifestations have been reported for over 150 years. Ghost Hunters hosted their Halloween show at Hyde Hall in 2013. They collected many pieces of evidence and had multiple personal experiences. One of the most interesting experiences happened when Jason and Steve were in a bedroom and their recorder picked up a voice saying, "Head to the baby's quarters." At that exact same time, a bright flash of light illuminated the wall behind the bassinet. They could find no source for the light.
Nothing malevolent seems to be in the house. An older man fitting the description of George Clark, the original builder of the mansion, has been seen walking the hallways in his multicolored robe. I guess that's what he liked to wear. He did die in the house, so it makes sense that he would be haunting it, especially because they finally got it finished and then he dies. So he didn't really get to enjoy it properly. And now a little break for a word about one of our sponsors. During restoration, tools were moved around in a playful way. And Carrie Clark, whom supposedly cursed the property, is thought to be in the home as well. She did say she was going to haunt it. Her proclamation about the women of Hyde Hall being left miserable seems to have come true because life at Hyde Hall for women was never good. One visitor to the home claims that he felt the presence of a woman and heard the words, "Get out." Footsteps are heard many times, particularly in the long hallways. Swirling gray clouds or mists have been seen and photographed, and people claim that they have been pushed. An old AM radio once stopped playing music, and a workman heard static and the words, "Mayday, mayday, mayday." That's weird.
It is weird.
Two members of the Clark family died during World War II. They had both been pilots and crashed their planes, one of whom was female.
Wow,
that's kind of cool.
It is.
I want to find out more about that.
Not cool that she crashed.
No, but that she was a female pilot. The piano has been heard playing in the drawing room when no one is in there. There's a family crypt on the property as well, and apparently it is quite haunted.
James F. Cooper II, the grandson of the writer, stayed at Hyde Hall in 1920, and he had an experience. The house wasn't restored at the time, and the room he stayed in was on the second floor at the back of the house and opened up onto the center court. He was awakened by the feeling of someone else in the room. He heard footsteps coming from a corner of the room, and the footsteps grew louder as they approached him. They stopped at the foot of the bed, and then his covers were pulled off him. He reported the incident to his hostess, and she confessed she knew the room was haunted. It had been George Clark's dressing room.
Uh-oh. Dan Pasella heads up Orange County, New York Paranormal, and they've investigated Hyde Hall many times. And they not only offer presentations on their results, they take people inside on ghost hunts as well. They captured a lot of great evidence during an investigation in July of 2021. You can check out their video up on Facebook. They captured an EVP saying, "Hold on, I say," after one of the investigators knocked into a piece of furniture. It's kind of like, watch where you're going, man. It was female and very clear. There was also someone shushing them. They asked the spirits to move the numbers on their data box from 73.4 to 73.5, and it happened right after they asked. They played classical music in the drawing room as a trigger item, and they captured a couple of interesting orbs on infrared camera. As you know, we don't give a lot of credence to those, but these orbs were just as fascinating as the ones we captured in St. Augustine. They also captured EVPs in there saying, "You won't notice, get ready, and we see it all." The K2s went off several times in the dining room. An EVP saying, "I need help," was captured in one of the libraries. In the early years, much of the staff would have spoken French, so one of the investigators who was fluent in French asked some questions in French. They got "bienvenue" to come across the phasma box very clearly. This is French for welcome. He asked if the spirit went upstairs, and they got "up" in English. They got a lot of really interesting words with the phasma box. They asked Elisa or Liza, they weren't exactly sure how to say her name, they were corrected to Elizabeth, if she worked at the house, and a very clear female voice said, "I did." They got "chaise" in French, which means chair. There were three of them in the room. A couple of long sentences. "They called me by that name," and "are you on an investigation?" So clearly these are intelligent spirits who know what a ghost hunt is. They also got "get out" and "get them out." So we had one person saying "bienvenue" and some other ones telling them to get out. Hyde Hall sounds like a glorious home, but a great place for a wedding and a great place to haunt. Is Hyde Hall haunted?
That is for you to decide.
This sounds like a great place. We're going to have to check that out if we're ever up in Cooperstown.
Heck yeah.
I want to thank you guys for joining us on This Redux. I've been your host, Diane.
And this has been Kelly.
You take care now.
Bye-bye.